Welcome to the Money Over 50 podcast, brought to you by Michael Hogue and Ali Hogue from Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. This information is general in nature and does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Therefore, you should consider whether the information is appropriate for you and your personal circumstances. If you require personal advice, please contact Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. Here are your hosts, Michael and Ali Hogue.
Welcome to Money Over 50 podcast with Michael and Ali. Ali, today we're here to talk about the contribution caps to superannuation going up. It's just been released. They're due to go up on the 1st of July 2024.
Yeah, that's correct. We always talk about the benefits of getting money into super. Now we can get even more into super. Well, not right now, but very soon we can. So as you mentioned, we're talking about the concessional contributions and non-concessional contributions cap. So currently, we'll start with the concessional side. So basically, where we're at now is the current cap is $27,500 for this financial year, and that is increasing as of 1st of July this year, 1st of July 2024. That will be increasing to $30,000.
Yeah, correct. So just a quick refresher on concessional contributions. They are contributions that are being made on your behalf, either by your employer or by you personally, that are being claimed as a concessional contribution or a tax deductible contribution. So if your employer makes a super contribution, a super guarantee contribution on your behalf, they claim that as a tax deduction. That means that gets classed as a concessional contribution. 15% tax is levied on the way in. And personally, if you make either salary sacrifice contribution or a personal contribution that you later allocate as a concessional contribution via the notice of intention to claim a tax deduction form, again, that will be classed as a concessional contribution. It's tax deductible to you personally. If you're making it personally, 15% tax is levied from that concessional contributions. And there is a cap that Ali alluded to, which is currently $27,500 per financial year. So that is due to increase by $2,500 to $30,000 from the 1st of July 2024.
Yeah, that's correct. And I guess a lot of our strategies will include, taking advantage of this cap, because like you said, you may pay that 15% tax when you have that concessional contribution inside super. However, claiming that as a tax deduction, essentially you get your marginal tax rate back plus Medicare levy of 2%. So that difference there is a huge tax saving. But not only that, you get that money into superannuation in a lower tax environment where those earnings are only taxed at 15% again. And then another big thing, if you obviously, as soon as you meet that condition of release and you have an account-based pension open, that's when that those earnings become completely tax-free. So this is super handy, and being able to get more of that money into super, we're able to take advantage of that. So that's $2,500 per individual. Now for a couple, essentially you can get a combined amount of $60,000 in that financial year as concessional contributions.
Yeah, so again, just a quick refresher on the benefit of concessional contributions. The general rule of thumb with tax is that if something is tax deductible on the way in, it's fully taxable on the way out, or vice versa. If something is not tax deductible now, then it's tax-free. So that's a general rate of rule on the way out. And what I'm talking about there, I mean, insurance premiums are a good example there. You pay income protection insurance, it's tax deductible. The premium is tax deductible to you. However, when you receive the benefit then, if you go on claim, that is then tax assessable income. Not many cases exist where something is tax deductible on the way in and tax-free on the way out. Concessional contributions are one of those few things. So it's not tax-free on the way in, and depending on your marginal rate of tax, it may actually not be beneficial at all. However, if we use an example for most people in Australia fall, there's a very, very big tax band at the moment, which is the $45,000 to $120,000 income range.
Yep.
If you, and look, generally speaking, not, you know, for the majority of people fall somewhere within that range. Mm. So what that means for those people is that they make a concessional contribution to superannuation. They claim that contribution at 34.5%. So a simple analogy, if you put $10,000 in as a concessional contribution and you're on a 34.5% marginal rate of tax, at tax time you'll receive a tax return of $3,450 extra. And if you're doing salary sacrifice, you'll actually receive that benefit at the payroll level. Now, that money goes into superannuation. It's taxed at 15%, so you lose $1,500 in tax. So it, one hand is receiving $3,450 of money in the form of a tax return, and the other hand is paying out $1,500 or 15%. To me, that's as simple as saying that money has made an overnight guaranteed return of 19.5%. So not many cases exist where that happens. Now, the significance of that is twofold. First of all, that's one side of the equation. The second side of the equation is once you meet a condition of release over age 60 you can access your superannuation, that money then comes out tax-free to you. Mm. And if you open a 0% tax superannuation income stream, the rate of return inside is tax-free also. So not many situations exist where there's a tax deduction on the way in and then there's a tax-free element on the way out.
Yeah.
Now, that's not the case for everyone. It's assuming age 60 and over, that's the case. So, concessional contributions are a really, really tax-effective strategy, and it's one of the one of the big strategies of ours. In fact, the hierarchy for most people is to fill up on their concessional contribution limits, assuming that their marginal rate of tax is actually over 15%, which most people is.
Yep.
You need to be aware that if your income is under the tax-free threshold or even the tax-free threshold plus the low-income tax offsets, you're not picking up any benefit there. But in fact, it's a detriment to you to actually, because you're on 0% rate of tax, you wouldn't want to be making voluntary concessional contributions. But for most people, squarely in that tax bracket at 34.5%, they want to fill up on concessional contributions before they, if you look at the hierarchy of things, before they go elsewhere.
That's right. You get that and a good tax saving right there immediately. And then again, as Michael just said, you get that money in an environment where eventually, well, for a lot of people, you can draw that money back out completely tax-free and have any earnings on that money become completely tax-free as well. Which leads to another point, the next cap, the non-concessional contributions. So these are the contributions that you make with after-tax dollars. So they also can be known as personal contributions. So essentially what this, I'll go back to what the cap is right now. Sorry, at the moment it's currently sitting at $110,000 per year. Now this is increasing to $120,000 come 1st of July 2024.
Yeah, correct. So the non-concessional contributions cap is pegged to the concessional contributions cap. It is equal to four times the amount. That's what the legislation states. So concessional contributions cap goes up, the non-concessional contributions cap goes up as well. So how a non-concessional contribution works, Ali, you want to go ahead with that and just explain like the ramifications of what a non-concessional contribution is and how it's treated for tax purposes on the way in and the way out.
Yeah, so essentially, as I mentioned, non-concessional contribution, another term or easier way to understand it, is known as an after-tax contribution. So these are contributions that are technically made with your after-tax dollars. So assuming, now this might not be your after-tax dollars. There's a whole bunch of reasons why you could have some money, but it's treated this way. So essentially, if you were to have, let's say, 100 grand in your bank account and you were to contribute that into superannuation and not claim a tax deduction, so basically do nothing, just put that money into super, it is known as a non-concessional contribution. Now, there's no 15% contributions tax on the way in, which is the case for, concessional contributions where you do see that 15% tax. But for non-concessionals, no tax on the way in, and then again, you still receive that tax benefit at the end where you can draw that money out completely tax-free once you've obviously met a condition of release and potentially have 0% tax as well on those earnings too. Mm. So it's really handy, and it's particularly handy for people who have a lump sum of cash or spare cash flow where they're already meeting those concessional caps. Again, that is hierarchy. That is the one thing that you usually want to take advantage of first, but getting the non-concessional allows you to get more money into that really low tax environment.
Yeah, and there's also, it's a good explanation there. So we always talk about superannuation as in once you're aged over 60, you can withdraw it tax-free. Mm. And that's the way most examples get explained. We see the true benefit of that as actually leaving your money in the superannuation environment, but actually moving it once you meet a conditional release into a 0% taxed superannuation income stream. Mm. Go back and listen to, we did a recent podcast called your tax-free, your $3.8 million tax-free trust.
Yeah.
I think it was called. So we deep dive into sort of how that works at that point in time, but really the hidden benefit is not only can you access that tax-free after age 60, but you can leave it in a 0% taxed environment. Once you've met a condition of release, you can move it into a 0% taxed environment, which means that the rate of return, a la your money getting dressed and going to work for you, is not subject to any tax at all, up to certain limits. It's $1.9 million per individual at the moment. And any income that you draw out from that is tax-free as well. So significant strategies exist in terms of people at the late stage of their working life or even into early retirement. You don't have to get it all in there before you retire, but people are looking very often our clients, we're talking to them about the strategies of actually getting outside assets into the superannuation environment, around the cusp of the end of their working career. This increase of the non-concessional contribution limit from $110,000 per year to $120,000 per year really ups the ante in terms of what people can actually get in now. So. Mm. You can actually bring two future years forward.
That's
as
right.
Well. So starting from the 1st of July, the new $120,000 non-concessional contribution limit, you can actually do 3 years in the one financial year, and then you're effectively limited. That resets again after the 3 years. But $120,000 times 3 years is one individual could put in up to $360,000 as a non-concessional contribution as early as 1 July 2024. If you're a member of a couple, that means you can get $360,000 each into your respective superannuation funds. That's $720,000 as a couple. And further to that, if you took advantage of the $110,000 each prior to the 30th of June 2024, that would be a further $220,000 each. So we go through those figures there. The two lots of $110,000 prior to the 30th of June is $220,000 if you're a member of a couple, half this if you're a single person. And then as early as the 1st of July, three times $120,000 each, which is $360,000 each, $720,000 as a couple. What that adds up to is $940,000 of potential money that could go in to superannuation. from the sale of external assets. It could be cash savings, it could be an inheritance, it could be the sale of your principal place of residence, which would allow you to potentially tap into the downsizer contribution, which we have done a podcast on that recently as well. So within a very, very quick succession period of time, you can actually get so much more money now into superannuation at the cusp of retiring or before, just after retiring, subject to depending on what age you are. But if you're under age 75, non-concessional contributions are much easier than they were in previous years that you had to meet what they call the work test. So, very, 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 very welcome increase there, and it allows people to get that money into superannuation, ideally prior to meeting a conditional release.
Yep. And what better place to get that money in? So, again, we talk about the tax benefits of superannuation all the time, and we will continue to talk about it because it plays a big part in financial planning in our strategies, particularly with people getting close to retirement. It's a fantastic thing to get that money in. Now, one of those strategies, so Michael did mention that the bring forward rule, where essentially you can bring forward an additional 2 financial years worth of non-concessional contribution cap. So that's where that 360 grand mark came in. One thing to be wary of now, if we were, say you were to take advantage of that sort of in this financial year where the cap is 110,000, you don't actually get to see the benefit of the cap increase in the following years. Essentially, it'll stay as 3 times the first year's non-concessional cap of that bring forward rule. So essentially, if we were to utilize that rule and make 3 years worth of non-concessionals in this financial year, you'd only be able to get in 330,000, not that 360,000. So that's where Michael was talking about. There's the strategy of potentially utilizing this cap in this financial year only, that 110,000, and then come next year when that cap changes, then you could potentially look at utilizing that bring forward rule and getting that $360,000 each into superannuation as a non-concessional contribution.
Mm. Yeah, correct. The other thing that we've got on the list here, Ali, is just the super guarantee contribution rate.
Yeah.
Is set to increase as well, from 11% to 11.5% on the 1st of July. So the increase to the concessional contributions cap rate from $27,500 to $30,000 will be welcome, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's right. We get an extra 0.5% from employers there. So that's an increase to that 11.5%. And again, that's just more money getting into that low tax environment. Mm. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Money Over 50 podcast with Money Over 50 financial advisors. For more information and resources, visit the Money Over 50 website, mo50.com.au. We look forward to catching up again soon.